We live.
Yeah, guys. Welcome to Turn Back the Clock, episode number 21. And I'm here with special guests and my co-host, Adam, Splendid Sports, Blue Rock TV, and Sammy Thunder. How's it going, guys?
Going well, guys. Going well, man. How are you guys doing?
I'm excited. Episode 21. Roberto Clemente's jersey number.
Oh, boom.
I didn't even think of that.
Is that coincidence?
That, man. That's perfect that we had you on for this.
Is that
cool? I knew this the whole time. I was waiting for episode 21.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'll leave now.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody knows out there, this is going on podcast. This is live. So we'll try and keep it somewhat organized to a point, but this is a live stream. So what's going to happen is what's going to happen. But tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to show some baseball cards. And what I asked these guys to do about 3 weeks ago, get together cards that go together. I'm just obsessed with this because before YouTube, I didn't put cards together besides just on a wall. But I never really thought about putting all of these cards together or these cards go with this card. Just a lot of inspiration that I received from YouTube. So I asked these guys, we're going to do 3 rounds, and they're going to display cards in front of themselves. They'll go on a solo mode and show cards for whatever reason those cards to go together, whether it's the history, whether it's the design, whatever it is, that's what we're going to do tonight. It's going to be fun. We're going to look at a bunch of baseball cards, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited for my two guests and our two guests, and it's just going to be fun. So, and there's going to be I've got one that, you know, maybe we can slow roll some things and people can guess what they mean along the way, whatever. Whatever happens, happens. But that's going to be how we're going to do it. So, New Rock, let's just get into it. Let's go, man. Round one, what do you got for us?
I don't know, guys. I'm feeling a little burned out about all this baseball card.
Yeah, Dylan, I thought we were going to talk about hobby burnout, man. I don't know what you're talking about. That's what I thought this whole thing was going to be, burnout.
Wait.
Before Lou Rock goes, guys, I have a breaking news. I just got a cease and desist letter from 4 Collectors. Apparently, Sammy is not permitted to appear on this show. I don't know what I'm reading this just as we're live here. So, but you know what? We're going through anyway. We're just putting through.
Hold on. I have a solution for that. All right, everybody.
That's awesome.
There he is.
Yeah, he didn't sign anything. Dope free agent.
So yeah, just for those that are watching that don't know 4 Collectors, yes, I joined as the new 4th Collector, and you should definitely check out the channel. Shameless plug. Yes, I know. But I got to do it. So
great choice. Yeah. Great choice by those guys.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Lou, before you go, tell everybody where, because this is going everywhere. This is on Twitter as well. So check out, tell everybody where they can watch your channel and just like a minute scope of you and yourself and your collection. Nothing long, just boom.
Okay. Nothing long. I like long walks on the beach. I like graphic novels. I'm just kidding. Lou Rock TV on Instagram, Twitter, and on YouTube. LOUROK TV. I am part of the infamous Misfits here on YouTube. Now that Donnie's saying something. Lou Rock TV across the board. I love vintage cards. I love Hall of Fame rookie cards to the dismay of John 3D80s kids. I love Gold Cup. I love
Donnie.
I like
all three cards.
I like Gold Cups. It is what it is. My number one PC is Roberto Clemente. The whole shrine for Clemente. Mm-hmm. I love my Yankees. I was born in Flatbush, Brooklyn. Yeah, that's a little bit. And I love to display stuff. A lot of stuff I've been rearranging stuff. And it was easy for me because I didn't really go digging when Dylan texted me a couple weeks ago, said, hey, find stuff that goes together. I just started taking stuff off my wall because that's the whole point. It'll make more sense when I go through everything. But, you know, I could keep it straight to baseball, but just in case, because I know my boy Adam likes to pivot, I do have some basketball. Might even have a little football. I got a little bit of everything.
Where do you want to go?
Sports card, Shane. Sports
yeah.
I got a little bit of everything.
I like it all.
I do.
Oh, you gotta also balance it out a little bit.
And also, the cocktail for the night is vodka cranberry.
Sponsored by Absolut.
Latino.
Vodka brother.
Latino vodka.
And anytime someone comes on with us, we appreciate it because most people are on like the East Coast and so forth. And you know, with our time zones, I'm out in Arizona, Dylan's in Hawaii. We got to keep people up late. So we appreciate everyone that joins us and it's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Okay, Lou, show us your first round.
Yeah,
you guys, we're doing intros across the board. All right. So
no, we'll I'll do go you with and Samuel. Do his.
Everyone knows I'm a Clemente guy, so I'm trying to stay away because people who watch my channel, people who follow me, I do a lot of Clemente for obvious reasons. He's the GOAT, baby, the great one. But someone that I do admire and love, Mr. White Sox, the Cuban Comet, the first Afro-Latino, Mini Minoso. Mm. And here's his 1952 Mini. And I have it displayed with his 1952 Bowman, which is ready to go to FGC whenever I get the guts to do it. So I got these two together. But if you guys know me, the next card I'm going to show you cost me in Bowman 53's live yesterday because he asked a simple question: what is the most beautiful card in the 53 Bowman set? And me, because I stay true, I went with this card. 53 Bowman Minoso. Love this card. Gorgeous card. It was a trick question. My boy Orlando was smart enough to think about the loophole and said all the cards are beautiful. And he won the 53 Pee Wee Reese. But these are my three cards that go together in my man cave. Love these cards. Super dope. 52 Tops. 52 Bowman, 53 Bowman, right there. Boom. I was going to get the auto. I do have a cut auto of his, but I thought this time it was three. I do have that.
You can have 10.
I do have it displayed up there. So all those cards do go together in my man cave. So
is that a bird round. Is that a bird logo on that 52? Is that a bluebird?
No, it's a white sock with a wing.
Oh, the whites. Okay. It's like a bird from where I was. I don't have that card. Still need it.
Is this not a card you got? You got every dang thing on that wall.
I don't have that card yet.
And a nice 52 like that. They just man.
Yeah, there's that's
so like, awesome.
Look you're gonna that. Make Dylan jealous with that 52.
Absolutely.
I know he's gonna be his target. Next week I'll call him up. We'll be drinking, and he's gonna be like, "Lou, guess what I did."
That's the kind of car that Dylan wants. He wants like the low to mid grade stuff that has like amazing centering.
Yep.
And the registration for me, there's a lot of great cards. Like I have my eye on a 54 Banks right now, and there's some great low rated copies or examples of it. But like the 57 Robinson, there's a lot of snowing, and snowing to me is almost as bad as pinholes. I just cannot stand it. I'd rather have an OC card. You guys know me. OC cards need love too. I'd rather have an OC card with great registration. I'll show you my Frank because that's a great example of it because those 57s are so hard to find a beautiful picture. I'd rather have it off center than that white snow. So that's the trouble I'm running into with the 54 Banks right now. I'm trying to find a nice one, but there's a lot of snow.
There's snow on that.
54 Banks is always cut real high. My boy George Diamond Yard always says, "Lou, they're cut too high, bro. They're cut too high."
Oh, there he is right there, Lou. He's looking at you. That's the 54 right there.
I know. It's sick.
It's really beautiful. Good, but it's cut high. So it's running. It's thin on the top, but his name with the white above it. But, yeah, the snowing on those is tough.
Yeah.
Okay, good Mookie, choice.
Mookie Chilston doesn't like when you trash the pinholes, you know?
No, no, I got you. There's always exceptions, you know. I'd rather have pinholes than paper loss on the front. You know, there's always exceptions, but, you know, everyone has their thing. You know, my man loves his centered, low-grade cards, but I'm okay with OC. Give me great registration, decent corners, because that's how I grew up. You know, card would be all slanted all, because that's how I came out the pack. It's not like someone did. That's how I came out, you know. So an OC card is fine with me.
Yeah, I want to make a note here, too, because Jason's saying, I'm not seeing Orlando in the chat, but seeing his comments on screen. This is actually Dylan and I are experimenting. This week we did, we're streaming this from both our channels. I didn't even realize you could do that until recently. So we're doing it on both our channels. All the comments come through here, but depending on whose channel you're watching it on, you might not see all the comments. So
interesting.
Yeah, I'll try to show them on the screen here.
Huh. Innovation.
Yeah.
Adam, technology. Adam, I'm like, dude, let's do it. That sounds good. I don't have to do anything. Right on.
Make it easier. Also, you know?
I know I've talked a lot, but Mookie Chilson is the man. Love his comments. Always in the chats.
Always the best. Yep.
The Mook. I see him usually once or twice a month at the Garfield show in Jersey.
Sammy. You've seen him in the flesh.
Yeah, because we're in the general vicinity of each other. So we usually catch each other at the Garfield show. And he helped me with making up a decision on picking up, I think it was a 1963 Bazooka box that was intact, not flattened. And it had the Willie Mays, the cards were intact. They weren't cut. And I decided not to pick it up, and I should have, but they were asking like $800 for it, which is probably more than fair. But lo and behold, you know, hindsight's 2020, you know, something else will come up instead. But yeah,
we got to get Mookie to show his face. He's like an elusive wild animal out there.
I talked to him about that, and
I know his real name, but I won't say it.
I don't even know his real name, but
I know his real name.
It's not Mookie.
I just call him.
It's all I got to say.
Well, either way, he's a great, great supporter of so many channels, and has a great channel himself. So,
yeah.
All right, Sammy. Well, tell everyone where we can find you. Do your plugs. Tell us what you collect, and then show us your first round.
Okay. So as you know, I'm Sammy Thunder. My channel is Sammy Thunder. You can type Sammy Thunder in the search on YouTube and find Sammy Thunder. And I'll stop there. on a serious note, so I collect a lot of vintage. My focuses seem to be always Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan, Willie Mays, and more recently, Christy Mathewson. For the basketball side, it's a lot of Celtics, so Larry Bird. If I see a nice-looking Havlicek rookie, I'm going to get it. But inspired by a lot of these guys, like, you know, with Adam, Dylan, and Lou, seeing what they're picking up, you know, at the National, it's seeing the, you know, the non-traditional stuff that inspired me to kind of pivot in that direction. So a lot of what I'm collecting now is that sort of odd, you know, I wouldn't say oddball stuff, but something just, I guess you could say, sort of not on the radar of the main market. But something I'm after right now is the 1967. There's a great looking postcard from the Mets gave out that year, and Tom Seaver is on it. So it's not too expensive. It's not like his top 67 rookie, but it is a special postcard that was given out to a small portion of fans. So anyway, that's sort of what I'm getting into.
Why do you love those three players? Because you're tall and you are a pitcher and you like basketball because you're tall? Or is it just, you just love those guys for, what's the reason?
We're talking about, like, Seaver and Mathewson. Mathewson was tall. I guess Seaver. Well, I guess was Seaver over,
I'm sure
was over
six. He was tall. He's a pitcher.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that's, I guess that's right. So, I mean, Seaver, obviously, because, you know, being from New York and growing up a Mets fan, I never got a chance to see him pitch because I was too young. But I did see Nolan Ryan pitch with the Rangers when he was pitching against the Yankees. I was, you know, 5 or 6 years old, so that was kind of cool. And Mathewson, obviously, I didn't see, but his you know, his story and just the character and the kind of honorable and he's very honorable, and he earned the respect of sports writers and just everybody he played with. So that's kind of why I gravitate towards Mathewson's story.
Okay. So that's not even them being tall.
In Dylan's defense, everyone's tall.
What's that?
In Dylan's defense, everyone is tall.
That's true. I'll go through this. I picked out a lot of cards, but I mean, I'll go through each round. So I picked out my theme for the, because you wanted a theme for this. So my theme is New York. Every card I picked out is a New York player. And so I'll go through this round because it's not a huge chunk, but first one I picked out was the Elston Howard, 1962. Howard, I think, is forgotten in terms of, being a premier player. He's probably number four all-time catchers, behind Munson, Posada, and Berra. But he's earned respect. Speaking of catchers, you got the Thurman Munson. This is probably everybody's favorite card of his, it seems. The rookie doesn't seem to really gravitate to collectors as much as this one does. Moving on to some New York Giants. Here's the Monty Irvin Bowman. Sorry, the glare.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, I picked this one up in the Milford show that I was set up at. I saw the guy who runs the show picked up a huge binder of Bowman, so I picked this one up, which I thought was really good. Some slabs for you. I think a lot of people love this one. The 1962 American League home run leaders. Obviously, this card is memorable for the fact that it was the year Maris in the Mantle race. And then two more left to go. Gotta love the 54 Jackie. This one actually had a pinhole, so Lou, this is not for you. you can't really see it, but from the camera, but near the N and the S, there is a tiny pinhole.
And they gave it a 2.5.
That's very, either they missed it or they graded it appropriately. I don't know.
And I got a 2.5 with a pinhole too from them one time. And
finally, to finish it off for this round is the Don Mattingly. I think a lot of you might remember I was going through a severe cold streak with the 84 packs. I was finding every other player but Mattingly. And I finally got one in a live stream that I did. Everybody said I should send it. And it came back a 9.5, which I thought was unheard of. And so very special. That would be my first round of New York players. If I had to pick a favorite out of that one, I think I gravitate towards the Monty Irvin or the Jackie Robinson 54.
Can you tell us what you paid for that Monty Irvin raw in that condition?
Because
it looks like a nice copy.
The Monty Irvin, I think I was able to pay $115 for it.
That's a great that all day long. That's a great, great card.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was going through the binder.
Lurock's already got him out.
I love Elston Howard. When I saw the Elston Howard, I was like, Elston's always within reach.
Well, let me, Lou, would you agree? Like, would you say, I mean, between the top four catchers, is he number four or where do you place him?
Top four within Yankee history?
Yeah, Yankee catchers.
I mean, the lineage is just phenomenal when it comes to the Yankees. You got Bill Dickey, who mentored Yogi, but Yogi is the GOAT. And if you guys haven't seen,
I'm thinking of Barrett Ford.
If you haven't seen Yogi on Netflix, please do. Phenomenal.
So good.
But
I gotta watch that. I haven't seen it yet. I gotta watch that.
Oh man.
I know.
But yeah, Elston's got to be up there just based on not just for how great he was, being a MVP, first black Yankee, first black MVP, but it's not his fault he was stuck behind the GOAT when it comes to Yogi Berra. He was just the bridge. You had Dickey, Yogi, Elston, Munson. And Munson, I know his career was cut short, but I think he did enough. But when it comes to Yankees, I put Elston up there for.
Yeah, I mean, his numbers were fairly similar to. They're fairly similar. I mean, Posada had more home runs, but similar batting average.
Played longer, was a switch hitter. Not downplaying Posada, but
Posada wasn't a defensive catcher as much as he was offense. So that's where Howard has the advantage, because I think Howard was, I think he has a couple gold gloves, doesn't he?
One, I want to say. But the thing with Posada, he was there. He's part of the core four. He has the ships. He was consistent. He managed that lineup, and he was dependable. I mean, you can't say that. I would even put him in the historical longevity. I mean, everything plays a part, right? Longevity, championships. I might even sneak him in there at three, just for importance.
Mm.
And as a Red Sox fan who was rooting really hard against the Yankees, one thing I could say about Posada is I didn't like when he got up, man. I always felt like he was going to get a hit when he came up to bat, you know. So I think that's sometimes the best way to judge a player is if you root against him, you know, do you want to see him come up to the plate in a big spot? I never wanted to see Posada come up because I just felt like he was clutch.
Yeah, just consistent. Model consistency. But yeah, he doesn't get enough credit because it was great lineups, but it was great because he was a part of it, you know?
Yep. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I mean, this was an easy choice for me, the first round. I mean, these cards, if you're talking about cards that go together, these two are the ultimate, not just these two, but this whole run. I'm making actually a binder out of these cards.
Yeah.
It's the theme of this show.
Yeah.
So let me pull up. We'll start with the turn back the clock. It's a recent pickup, actually. Tiffany, Bob Gibson. And then actually, I got this one before the turn back the clock. There's the original.
Mm.
So,
yeah, that looks good.
I mean, I know these cards were mass produced, the turn back the clock cards. So they don't get talked about a lot, and they sell for less than a dollar, most of them, you know. But I think they created a lot of, especially guys our age, I think they created a lot of kids that were interested in vintage because of these cards. So I just want to keep hitting that point home, man.
Mike created my love for them too. Yeah, I think they're just phenomenal. And you went the Tiffany's route, which is much more, you know, at least there's only 5,000 of them ever produced, something like that. Yeah.
And they look cool. I'll show my binder once I get a little bit more completed. But
you don't have two more to share on that same?
I just brought two. I didn't.
Man.
I don't want to show too many cards, man. You know.
All right.
No, but I figured those are my latest pickups as far as completing the before and after run there. So, wanted to show those two, and that's one of my favorite cards. That Gibson card. I just always loved it.
Probably my favorite. Gibson 68. Card. Favorite Gibby, I think, just because the record behind it that season.
Mm. He was fierce. He was really fierce.
Yeah, he was gnarly. Okay, well, my turn. So I'm going to have you guys kind of guess along. This is only a two-card one, and the rest of them are much more cards. But this two-card one, these guys have records. I didn't bring the cards out for that the year, because I just wanted to grab two cards of these guys. They have the single season records in their category. So you guys can guess, and I'll tell you guys after, you know, guess along in your own brain. And we'll put him, because he's a weird case. We got the Ichiro It's a Topps Heritage 1966 design gold refractor. And this is numbered out of 5. I think it's 5 of 5. And Ichiro. So whatever his record was for a single season. And then I would love to display him next to kind of the exact opposite of what Ichiro wanted. And that would be Nolan Ryan. And this, I just wanted to have a Nolan Ryan I've been looking at lately. And that's the 1980s Topps Nolan Ryan. And this guy also had another record. So I'll tell you guys the record now. Nolan Ryan had the most strikeouts in a single season, 1973. I think it was 380 something. I don't know the exact number. And then Ichiro has the all-time hit records in one single season across all of baseball. Both are, you know, possibly unbeatable, but hopefully someone will beat them one day. But just awesome if I could have these guys next to each other. I love putting random cards next to each other, and I love modern cards on vintage designs. I just love it. So that's what I got for you guys. That's round one.
Would Nolan Ryan strike out Ichiro, or would Ichiro get a hit off Nolan Ryan?
That's what I wanted to provoke in your brain. I don't know.
Ichiro gets single. Ichiro gets single. Because Nolan's going to throw him.
Or would Nolan Ryan walk him? Because he was known for walking people too.
Yeah, he was. Yep. Okay, Lou. Round two.
Well, you just
fire.
Maybe want to change pivot because I saw the Ichiro, but I'll stick to something oddball because this is all baseball related, especially with Sammy being inspired. Mm-hmm. I actually just took these off the wall before the live because I got all these hung up. The set I'm talking about is the 1964 Auroras from Columbia Records. And it's for Adam right here. And to get these, you need special orders from Yoohoo, Melt Duds, Metal Gold, Milk. I really want the Willie Mays. Willie's more of a short print. But these are beautiful 5-minute interviews of these great legends. And I just can't help it. I don't know why I'm like the only one because I never see anyone with these things and I love them. Every time I find them without the hole being punched, I buy them. Here's a Frank Robinson. And a couple months ago, I had a whole bunch of YouTubers at the house. Bought some food, hosted everybody. And, you know, everyone wanted to see the man caves. So, you know, Hitman up here, Orlando was here. Liam, junior baseball fanatic. And he was interested in these. Here's the Ernie Banks. And he never saw them. So, you know, I dropped a little knowledge on him, told him about it, told him where he can find them. They're easy to find, not crazy, but just, I mean, anything 64 Mantle, and you can find this for like 50 to 70 bucks. Come on, man.
I love how the photos are different than the cards. Like, these are all unique photos.
And yeah, he went out and got one a couple weeks later. I forgot the player he got, but I just love these, and I got them displayed. I just get these frames, and they displayed beautifully, as my boy Mangini says, curate.
Dude, those look way better than the giant SGC frames. They'll put those things in. Be like half the size of the wall. Those look
and that's
good.
Why I have after this live, I'll hang them right back up in my. I love seeing, you know, when I buy a card, I love displaying it, man. I mean, it's nice putting it in a safety deposit box or a safe or, I mean, I'm not immune to it. I got boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff, all organized, all labeled, but, you know, I like seeing my stuff, so I rotate a lot. I mean, you can see I got 1970 tops. I got 67. I love the posters. Love the posters. Got 72 over there.
You have a huge room to display it all in. So insane.
Yeah, it's pretty much my second floor. So yeah, I love and it's baseball related. So the vintage posters were inserted in packs. I love that stuff. So yeah, 64 Aurora Vision, Mantle, Frank Robinson, Ernie Banks. Can't lose with those guys.
Good round. I like that.
I love those, man. There's some of the best images on those too, man. Those
are
awesome.
They're unique, yeah. Okay, Sammy, you're up. Pressure's on. You got to beat Lou Rock on that round.
That's
tough right there.
It might become a little underwhelming, but we're gonna shift over to basketball. Baseball's ugly cousin, but we're gonna go there. We're gonna first showcase the guy.
You just like the tall guys is where you're going basketball.
We're gonna start with a center, Mike. You know, we're gonna start with the center right now. I'm gonna build this up because this guy came out game seven. He was hurt. 1970 against the LA Lakers. They needed him for game seven to stop Chamberlain. He was hurt. And, you know, Bill Bradley went to him and said, listen, big fella, if you give us 15 minutes tonight, we're going to win it. And so there was that great re-entrance of none other than Mr. Willis Reed of the New York Knicks. And if you know Lenny, Willis Reed is probably, I mean, he's up there in terms of, you know, being one of the greatest centers. But, you know, with him and Patrick Ewing, I mean, obviously Willis Reed has the chip and Ewing doesn't have one, but Ewing came so close in so many ways. But yeah, this Willis Reed, you know, graded a 6.5. I've learned that SGC is very tough with these 1969 tops, which is why I don't send a lot of them in. But yeah, Willis Reed is a pivotal player in Knicks history. Following that up is none other than Mr. Bill Bradley. And what was I going to say? Bill Bradley is a former senator as well, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was a senator as well. And accomplished career and Hall of Famer, obviously, in his own right. And then finally, with the Knicks at the time, Mr. Cassie Russell. And actually had Ewing's number, or Russell had it first, but Ewing ended up having his number. So, Russell had a nice career, you know, and a good role player. And,
That's hard.
Hey, show that back again. That's probably one of the only cards I've ever seen with a gun on it.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say on there, I got to read it from my computer screen. Cassie is exceptionally good at guarding his opponent.
Imagine putting that on a card today.
Oh, that's stuff of legends. Let me see what's on the Willis Reed one on
that's
the back.
Sick right there.
Let's see. Willis Reed says Willis was voted most valuable Nick last year, obviously. But for those that are unfamiliar with some of these top 69 cards, this is considered Willis Reed's first year card. Even though it wasn't his first year, just because of the fact that basketball cards during that time frame were not printed during, were not made in this, like, the early to mid 60s. So Topps didn't really get into the mix until 69 and obviously moved forward into the 70s. So that is Cassie Russell's first year, Willis Reed's first year. And I think Bill Bradley, that was probably his second or third year card, if not something like that, maybe third or fourth. But that is my second round of tall players. Dylan is obsessed with this, so I'll let Dylan have that one.
I still play fantasy basketball, and that's the name of my team name is Load Management, because to your guys' points in the comments, this NBA is a joke, man. I've followed NBA my whole life, and it's just a joke now, man. The best players don't even play half the games, and it's just, I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
Popovich broke the code, right? Popovich is a great thinker. You know, he knows when his team is running on all cylinders, you just have to be in the playoffs. Once you're in the playoffs, you're good. You just have to make it there. So what's the point of playing 81 games with your starters? You know, he's all about the championship. And I'm sure he preaches that. He's like, we're not here to win individual awards. We're not here to – I mean, look at all the – his players. I mean, he had Robinson, Duncan. Kawhi was a little quirky before, you know, he went off the reservation, but he was in that same mindset, you know. It was all about team first. And, you know, he started resting guys, and people were like, what's wrong? He's like, no, they're taking a day. And then people started catching on that he was just saving them for the playoffs. And now everyone, I mean, the NBA has been trying to institute rules and regulations to make these people play, because, you know, people are paying, I mean, courtside tickets at any arena are bananas. And you go there to see, the superstar, and he's just chilling for the day. It's a difficult problem to have, because, I mean, what rules are they breaking? They're not really breaking any rules.
And it's been happening for a long time. You know, I'm out here in Arizona, and the Phoenix Suns are pretty good now. In the last few years, they've been good, but the last 10 years before that, they were terrible. But we would go to the games, and the tickets were cheap, but we would go to see the Celtics when they came in town. And so many of these games we went to, for example, when Kevin Garnett was still on the Celtics, we went getting all excited about it. And like Garnett sat out and all, you know, all the big players were not playing on the road game. So it was like, we pay, you know, pay this money to get in there and all these games. And, you know, you don't even get to see the players you came to see. So that, yeah, it's killing. I think it's killing the league, man. With
well, brother, think about it though. In all the leagues, baseball, football, hockey, basketball is the one league where you can have a legit superstar and have a chance. You can have a Batman and a Robin, and you could go a long way in the playoffs. And if things bounce right, you could go pretty far and even win. So, you know, if you have a superstar, you want to treat him like a Fabergé egg and just treat him, put him on a pillow, don't want him to get hurt, because the key is the playoffs. That's why they have this ridiculous in. Have you seen the in-season tournament? Now we're changing gears. The in-season tournament?
I still don't understand what it is. Are you guys having some sport where guys like throw a ball in a hoop? I don't even know.
Listen, I'll say this much. I'll just say this much, man. NBA and NBC, bring it back.
John Tesh. You just want John Tesh.
Dylan, you'd be excited to know I'm sticking with basketball on my cards here that I'm going to show. But we're going back to a time when the players actually used to play all the games almost. You know, they would play unless they, like, couldn't walk. So the greatest team ever assembled. The, again, perfect cards that go together. I remember opening tons of packs of this. Let me put myself on solo here. Let's see if I can hold them all up together. Let's see. I'm not going to do it right with the camera. But so these were a three-card run.
Oh, yeah.
Might have to show. Let's see. So – 91 Skybox, you would get the 92 Dream Team in you know, like three or four players in each card. So you get this one, then you get this one. There's Larry Bird, and then you get the other one there with Michael Jordan in it. Not the best.
Dude, my co-host needs to work on his lighting system.
Yeah, my lighting's not great, but
where's Christian Leitner? Yeah,
these cards go great together. So let me see if I can hold them up one time.
Leitner is arguably one of the best college basketball players of all time.
I actually remember those cards very well.
I think I would
remember these cards, Dylan?
Yeah, so, I remember the cards.
It's not the best, but there you go.
Freaking awesome. Those are the ones where you need the three cases, the three case that goes together. PSA needs to do a triple grading service.
Yeah, they go all great three together. So those three cards, man, they go together. That's the greatest team ever assembled. And the best quote. Oh, there you go. Yep.
It's just nearby.
Let me see what you got.
I got basketball.
Look at Lou. Lou's always ready. He's got everything in his pocket.
This was one of my better finds in the wild. I was so happy to find that one. But I still remember Leitner. People laugh at Leitner being on the Dream Team, but arguably one of the greatest basketball players, college basketball players, resume wise of all time. The shot against Kentucky in the Final Four when he got it from Grant Hill and did the little shimmy fadeaway. I still remember going crazy over that shot. Bananas.
That's when college basketball was fun too. You know, back then you had the Big East and everything, man. Now I don't even know what's going on with college.
Is it my turn yet? Can we get Dylan,
this is something called other sports besides baseball. You know, they play a role in this hobby. So I'm glad we have a chance to talk about them as well.
Adam's been desperately waiting for this moment.
Dude, hold on, I'm gonna grab it. I have it right here.
I got you, homie. I got basketball for days. I got basketball for days.
I got basketball. I'm
not getting
this.
You sound like you're about to sell.
I ever got when I was a kid about anything in sports was that 92 Dream Team.
Oh yeah, we got basketball.
We got a couple basketball cards right here.
Well, it's a basketball player playing baseball.
Yeah, this one hits them all.
Yeah, you got one basketball card.
All right, bring it back to baseball.
All right, we're going back to baseball. We're going back to the true American pastime. Basketball, what? They just throw some ball in a net? I don't know. I'm not sure about that sport. But baseball, on the other hand, that's a sport I can handle. Now, I got a really sick display for you guys. We're going for We're going big. This is my favorite display of the show.
Ooh, let's go.
This, the greatest record in baseball and for a fan is home runs. I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to for me. And I like legit home runs, not guys boosted up on steroids. So I stuck with the guys not on steroids. And we'll start off with none other than Babe Ruth, 1962, Topps card right here. Babe hits number 60. I mean, dude, I don't even know who he beat or if it was just because he got number 60 that it was celebrated. It's probably what it is. I don't know who he beat. I don't really, you know, I'll learn it one day, but that's okay. I don't have it in the top of my brain. Then you got another one to celebrate his home run record, which happened in 1927, number 60. And the back of this card is just outstanding. This is one you could display backwards. Could have been another card just on the back.
Wow.
Really awesome card. And I remember buying this in the flesh probably like 6 years ago over here at my card show over here, which is just like random that I came across. And I saw this. I go, I have to have it. I think I paid $150 for that guy back then. One of my favorite cards in my whole collection. But then what we got coming is none other than the guy who came up next. My favorite card from the 60s that is not a rookie is the Roger Maris 1961 Topps card.
I need that card. I need that card.
I have one coming. Finally, it took me probably 4 years to find the proper one that I wanted. And I really hope it looks as good as the PSA website and everything. I bought a PSA 2 in it, and it's perfectly centered, and the image is spectacular. It's got to have something wrong with it, but I can't find it on the photos, everything. So I've been waiting, coming from Canada, so it's been like a month in the process. And this is my favorite card from the 60s. He just looks all stony, but you know the story. He's all stressed out in this moment, most likely. I'm sure this was taken during that season, but I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. This card is just really special, in my opinion. And then what I got coming is the guy who took it from both those guys. And this is the combo card.
Nice.
Aaron Judge and Babe Ruth. And this is the Topps now. Nothing value here. You know, it's like $25 or something. Just a really awesome card with history on it. And it tells a story on the back. It's just a stunning card. Love to display all these together. And then my most favorite modern card that I collect. And that is the Aaron Judge 2022. And this happens to be the Topps Chrome Orange Wave Refractor, which the Wave Refractors have become my favorite refractors to collect as far as the looks and the name. I love the Wave name. And this one's numbered to 25 on the back. It's an awesome card. Had this for a long time now. I think I paid $115 or something for that. It's probably the same now or a little less. Got to put that in the mix there.
How many?
What's that?
So many closet Yankee fans. I love it.
Dude, I'm always I said it on the back of my original card. Like, I'm not a Yankees fan, but I probably have more Yankees cards than anything else. Next card is the same card in the Japanese gold Topps Japan edition. So this is the Japanese edition of Topps. The golds came 1 out of 59 packs. So these are quite hard to pull, and imagine 1 out of 59 packs, so one every two boxes basically. This one's numbered to 25. Paid 110 I think for this one. Just insane card. I can't get enough of the same card. I'm not like Caesar doesn't like the rainbows. I'm obsessed with the rainbows. Last one here is another version, and that is the Topps Black, the same card. You know, it's the year that he beat Roger Maris, and black color matching for the Aaron Judge. This one's numbered to 71, and I just won this recently in an auction. Another $100, I think. Numbered 71. Really hard card to pull. Like, the odds of pulling this is, you know, you can go through cases and cases and cases. You're not going to pull these cards. So Love all these cards displayed together. If I had, you know, put these on my wall one day, which I will when I get my two, I have something else special coming that, oh, I love the home run record around this. And I love that, you know, these guys did it naturally. As we know, it's not like Barry Bonds just destroyed every record in baseball. So I just don't, not that I don't like Barry Bonds. I loved watching that. But this is what I really love, the natural ability of these hitters to hit these home runs. So that's what I got. That's my number one for the night. There we go. And hey, I just want to say a quick thank you to everybody in the chat. Man, everybody's out there. Really appreciate it. So, okay, Lou Rock, what do you got? Hey, you got to beat your own Yankees now. You got to beat
before you go, Lou. I want to put you on the spot, Lou.
Good luck.
We'll make your prediction right now. Will Ohtani and or maybe both Trout be Yankees next season?
I hope so. Yeah. Even though I'm an Angels fan, I want to see them win.
One of the it could be both, man. You could make a deal for both, or maybe one or the other. I would love to see one of those guys get on the Yankees.
Me too.
I think the higher likelihood is going to be Juan Soto going to the Yankees. I think he's the East Coast guy. Yeah. He likes it. Left-handed at bat is going to be beautiful for that short porch, high average. I think he's just built for the Bronx, being, you know, Dominican, the culture there. He is built for pinstripes. Now, Shohei, yeah, there's an Asian culture in New York, East Coast, but I think he's going to favor being on the West Coast. So Giants, Dodgers are in play. Even the Mariners are in play.
Dodgers would be awesome.
Yeah, he wants to go to a place where he's going to win. So I don't even think that the Rangers spend money like crazy. Philly spends money like crazy, but I think he wants to be on the West Coast. And the only hope that the Angels have is that he got hurt. And the Angels will be like, look, we're going to want $600 million. I think the other teams are going to be like, look, you're hurt. We're not going to pay you that $600 million. You're not even going to pitch next year. So that's the only advantage the Angels have of re-signing him, saying, hey, we love you. You know, we're all in with you for this year, and, you know, bit us in the butt, but we have that much faith in you. They could play that card because they didn't do a fire sale like everyone thought they were. They were like, look, Ohtani, we're dedicated. We're going to win, blah, 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 blah. But Ohtani's going to stay on the West Coast. Trout, I think, is an Angel for life. I just don't see him leaving. If the Angels lose both superstars, that's the end of the franchise. So I think Trout's going to stay. Angel for life, Mr. Angel. Ohtani's going to stay West Coast, either with the Angels, Dodgers, or Giants. I think the Mariners are in there, but Juan Soto is going to the Yankees.
Juan Soto and Judge back-to-back in the lineup? Are you kidding me?
Awesome. What?
Man. Well, and Stanton never stays healthy.
Look, I'm an Angels fan, diehard, I've been an Angels fan my entire life. Grew up close to the Angel Stadium, like, that's my team. But I'm not a guy that, like, if they don't win, it doesn't, like, if they're in the World Series and they lose, it doesn't depress me. I don't lose, 10 minutes of sleep over it. I'm not that sports fan like that. I just love baseball cards. So I just want to see those guys win. So that's why I don't care if they leave the Angels, if they go to a team that they're going to win. I'm not like the sports fan guy that just like, no, don't ever let them leave the Angels because I'm an Angels fan. No, I don't really, you know, if the Angels win, it's great, but I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry if they lose either.
It would be great for baseball and the hobby if those two guys went to teams that were relevant. No offense, yeah, to the Angels, but they're just – I don't know what's going on there. But those two guys, they just need to go on teams that are going to have a chance at the playoffs.
I get that too, but I love the loyalty. I like teams. I love that Judge is going to be a Yankee for life. I love that Jeter was a Yankee for life. You know, it's an old-school mentality. I know it's different in this day and age, but to piggyback on what Dylan was saying, in my house, it was different. I was pissed off. I was watching. I was happy that Volpe got a Gold Glove, 2020 guy, and seeing all the awards. I'm like, I can't wait till 2024 spring training. She's like, didn't the World Series just happen? And I looked at her. I'm like, the Yankee season has been over for months. I'm ready. It's the baseball season. I mean, I watched the playoffs, but the season for me ended months ago. So I'm ready for the turnover. Let's go. Hot stove, ready for all the drama and the soap opera to happen. But I'm ready for the new season already.
I'm ready for the new season too. It's fun to watch these guys. I don't care where they're playing. I want to see Mike Trout batting. I don't care what team he's on. I just want to see him bat. I want to see Ohtani pitch.
Oh, I do. I don't want to see Mike Trout in Boston. I care. Come on, bro. I don't want to see that in Boston.
Well,
that,
I don't want him in Boston. I want him in either the Dodgers or the Yankees because those are my other
teams. It matters. See, it matters. Well, I'm trying to prove a point. It matters.
it matters. It does. I don't want him going nowhere.
Yeah.
All right, Lou. You're up. Round three. Final round, guys. We made
final
it.
Round.
Final there. Round. Bro, I still got basketball. I got football. I even took some off the shelf. But I'm going to stick to the plan. Be a little different. Because I love these. I love it. I got, like I said, I got 67 posters. I got 70 posters. But my favorite set is the 98. And this card, even though it's a 1966 Topps, inspired me to display these posters in a certain way. The greatest leaders card of all time. And let me do it in order. So here's the 68 Clemente. 68 Clemente.
Mm. That's sick.
Love this card. And, little wear on it, but this poster means a lot to me because Dave Blue Jacket gifted it to me. So that's why I have that. Next, wrong order. Next is Hammer and Hank.
Look at that guy.
Look how beautiful that poster is. Man, that one's clean. Love that.
Were these posters
I've been rearranging some stuff.
Lou, were these 68 posters, were they inside the packs or were they separate?
Yeah, they were inside the packs. The 72s, which you see above my head, the 72 Clemente, super delicate. Super fragile, super hard to get in decent condition. Those were, from my understanding, in its own pack. They weren't inserted with the cards, 72s. But the 68s, from everything I read, were inserted with the cards.
That's 68s cool. Had everything in the packs.
Yeah, 68 was great. And here's Say Hey Kid. So
he looks young. He looks young right there.
Yeah, I know. So based off of this card, I have this underneath my three posters. Even though it's 66, I got the 68 set up like that. And the last one I got a couple more 68s. I got Sabeta. I got Killer. I got Harmon Killebrew. I'm saving one spot for Mickey Mantle. I want the Mantle. I had it in my grasp, and I fell asleep during the auction.
That's the worst, yeah.
You guys know I don't do the sniping. I don't pay service. Sniping, yet, but yeah, those are my 68. No, the thing is with the folds, some people get them graded. They say they don't take that into account. It doesn't really matter to me. But these pop-up frames that I give all the credit to John Mangini, who helped me find these perfect frames. If you have them pressed long enough, you can see it pretty close. There are some creases in them. So these were circulated, they were in packs, but you have them framed long enough, it irons them out.
Caesar with a comment of the night on that poster right there.
Hammer and Hank, baby.
That was a good theme. I like that one.
That was good. Those are sick. Those are really, really cool. I'm still confused. I cannot believe those came in packs.
Yeah, I mean, they have like
pack searching thing would be
red. I think it's like 16 folds, but you can see all the folds. Wonder, like the Clemente, I think you probably see better. Or here, let me show the Willy. You can see all the folds.
Don't show your Willy on here.
Hey, it's after dark, baby, and I've been drinking, but you can see the slight creases in them. And I'm going to say they folded them up about 16 times. I think that's what someone counted when I was doing research back in the day. But I just love these 68s. And they just look good in any man cave. So, I know you said baseball card, but they were with baseball cards, so I think it counts. And they're tough.
Nice job, Lou. Anytime you can use that leader's card and throw show the cards with them or like that, that's my style. I like that. Yeah, that thing's sick. I've been on the hunt for that for 2 years in centered copy. It's one of the hardest cards to find centered of all.
I got this from B-Roth. When I saw B-Roth have it, I was like, that's pretty dang good, because like you said, it's a difficult card to find. And I mean, registration, corners are sharp, slightly OC, but you guys already know how I feel about that. So pretty good card.
I got that card on eBay right now. My five I've had for years and years. I'm selling it. Trying to find this center one.
Oh, in Shea, Mookie. All right. Mookie's open knowledge. He says this is in Shea Stadium. I don't know.
He does. Sammy,
you recognize it? Is that Shea?
They say that a lot of the photographs were taken in Shea, I think, during those times. But I'm not 100% sure. But I take Mookie's word for it.
Yeah, Mookie knows his stuff.
He does.
Okay, Sammy, you're up. Let's see what you kind of tall guy fire you're going to show.
Well, you're going to stick with the whole New York theme. That's what I've been doing. So we're going to go with pitchers now. And so just going to go kind of breeze through these. First one is, of course, Mr. Ray Scarborough from the Topps 53, New York Yankees pitcher. Dugout quiz. Let's see. Well, I'll just turn it around so y'all can see what it looks like. He was bought from the Red Sox, which I know that's Adam's team. So I'm sure Adam has a nice soft spot for Mr. Ray Scarborough until he went to the Yankees. So starting off with him. moving on to one of my favorites, obviously, is Mr. Tom Terrific. And if you guys are familiar with the 69 tops of Seaver as well as the 68, these are incredibly difficult to find with good centering. I was fortunate to find this one, which had really nice centering to it.
That is sharp. You can shave with that thing, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So that's the Seaver. Continuing on, got this nice-looking 1960 Whitey Ford. I think if I'm not mistaken, Lou, you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think Whitey Ford is the leading wins leader for New York Yankees pitching history. I don't know the exact amount. I know it's like 200 plus wins, but I think as far as, I mean, I'm just talking about like single team, like for the Yankee records, just playing for the Yankees. But yeah, it's a nice looking Whitey Ford. I'm a sucker for this one. I always have to, always pick one up when I see it, and that is the 71 Nolan Ryan. It's always a nice looking one. I'm forever cursed that the Ryan, I will never get above a 4.5 with a Nolan Ryan. I think this one would probably grade lower, but you know, at least, you know, 4.5 is the threshold. Next one, continuing with the New York theme with the Brooklyn Dodgers, you got Don Drysdale's first year card. Who would probably dig this one because it's OC.
So. I want that card. That's on my list.
Lou only wants OC cards. I'm going to sit over there.
But nice looking Drysdale. The nice thing about Don Drysdale's cards is that they're not too expensive if you're not too concerned about the quality of them. But they get more expensive, obviously, if the grade goes up. And I'm going to save this one for last. But 1955, the Koufax first
there
year.
There it is.
Yeah, I'll have to show that one. One I've had for a while. I picked up off of a Facebook, not a marketplace, but through a Facebook group. And obviously, Koufax, we all know his dominating time frame that he had for like 5 or 6 straight years was untouchable. 4 no-hitters, I think, and, you know, just an amazing career. And a fellow New Yorker as well, born in Brooklyn. And yeah, man.
Hey, Sammy, where was baseball first played?
I'm sorry?
Where was baseball first played?
I mean, I'm not going to say Cooperstown because I don't think that's...
I just read it on the back.
Oh, Hawaii. It's on the back of it? Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it says Cooperstown, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's argued. That is argued, so...
I just love that card. I know that card. I love that card.
I think it's argued, though, that Cooperstown was not the first place. But it really depends on how you position that question. And finally, one of my newest additions, and we have to talk about Christy Mathewson. It's this 1939 centennial stamp, Christy Mathewson. And I saw this at the Philly show, and I went back in September, and I thought, I've never seen any of these before. It's probably the first time I've seen it in any display case. And it just, the colors kind of just shine really nice with the red and the yellow. And it's just a really nice looking set that probably doesn't get a lot of credibility in the hobby. And so when I saw it and I got it for the price that I got it for, I was like, you know what, this is worth it. So,
dude, Sammy, that card's sick, but it looks like they put him in a tombstone.
Oh, you mean, yeah, a little bit. I guess a little bit.
It does, but, dude. It's like a tombstone.
I mean, 1939. Cool, I think
it is things, kind of a tombstone.
Things got less morbid as time progressed. So, you know, we're talking about, what is it, like Cassie Russell? What is it, the Cassie Russell card with the gun on the back? I mean, you could see how things progressed towards a kind of more brighter direction.
Guys, we got our comment of the night right there.
Dude, we got so many comments of the nights already. It's so good.
Baseball was invented in Tijuana. Nuts.
Thanks, Sammy. Dude, that was sick. So you kept your whole, all three, all New York based. I like that you could display all those on one giant case. And it would all go together. It all makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, there was other ones I could have picked, but I decided just to stick with that core group.
Except for the basketball, you had to get rid of those.
I should have known who, I should have known which, you know, the, what kind of live stream it was coming on.
Believe it or not, I collected basketball cards for like 4 years. So I just like giving it a hard time.
No, it's all good.
Me and my dad, when I was a kid, we went to a basketball game, went to the LA Lakers, watched Magic Johnson. We lasted about one quarter and we're like, man, we looked at each other. We were like seven rows up or something. We're like, are you bored?
You walked out of Showtime. Yeah, you walked out of Showtime. How does somebody walk out of Showtime?
What, in the first quarter, bro?
Come on.
We're over it. We never watched basketball game in our life.
Hold on, Dylan. I mean, these guys were running up and down the court as fast as hockey players could skate up and down the ice.
So, dude, look, I like basketball. Like I just wanted to tell that story because me and my dad, we talk about it like we got sick tickets from his boss. We're like, yeah, this is sick. And we were gone first quarter. We're like, this is
if they're playing the Celtics, I'm leaving this live stream right now.
They left and went surfing, man. They're like, let's go surfing. Let's get out of here.
Do you remember what team they were playing?
I have no idea what team they were playing.
I hope it's not the Celtics because I'll be very disappointed in you.
He's like, it was something called the NBA Finals. I don't know. Is that a thing or what? I don't know.
1987 against the Celtics.
All right, guys. For the two cards I have here, they go together because they both feature players that I player collect on the same card. Now, I bet you guys won't get this. This is a trivia question. Ready?
All right.
So this set is a 300 card multi-sport set released in March 2003.
Four square.
Huh?
Four square. I'm just guessing.
No, wrong. March 2003. It was the first and only to this date set that featured it was licensed by the four major North American sports leagues all in one set.
Classic Vest.
Any clue on what side it is?
It's either Classic Leaf or Vest. Classic.
Nope.
I was in line. It was a Leaf.
Nope.
It wasn't four sport.
I'm not even gonna bother guessing because I have no idea.
Skybox.
All four sports were licensed.
Was it Pacific?
That is card set.
I'll put you out of your misery. Yeah. It was 2002 Upper Deck Superstars.
That's pretty sick right there. Is that your two guys right there on one card?
We got
Pedro.
Sorry about the you can't see the cards great here, but sorry. The card here is Keys to the City, Pedro and Tom Brady.
Holy smokes. That hits your PC like right in the heart.
Yep. So
wow. That's sick. Show that card again. Let's see that card again. Is that like a base card or?
Yeah, this is a base card, I guess. I don't know, Keys to the City. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a subset. Insert or whatever.
Looks like a Black Diamond or something card.
But
wow. That Black Diamond.
Yeah, Black Diamond was sick, yeah.
But, you know, the two Boston legends right there at that time period, they were Brady was just coming into the league and Pedro was dominating. And then we got 2003 Upper Deck Superstars. This is a game used napkin patch of each guy on the card.
That's
legendary.
Dude, that is sick. What year is that? 2002?
Yeah, this one's 2003. Next year.
And then SB Authentic.
Yeah, well, this is the same set, Upper Deck Superstars, but the next year. Yep. Material.
Wow.
So game used for both guys in the same card. So that's pretty cool.
That's way cool. That's like, that really hits the PC. If I wish I had Mike Trout and, like, I don't know, somebody freaking sick, that'd be freaking up. That's pretty awesome.
They need a relic of Don Zimmer and Pedro Martinez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. All right. My last one is because, so I had another one lined up, but I watched a documentary last night, and it was on Dwight Gooden.
My guy, that's my guy.
1984 Topps traded. This one's autographed. And Daryl Strawberry.
Mm.
Now, these two guys came in the league and just lit it up. I mean, these guys went nuts. I think the Mets won the World, Mookie will know, World Series in 86. I watched the documentary last night, but that was last night, so I don't remember today. But it was a really good documentary, and I go, dude, I have those two cards from when those guys started, and they just came in firing, and then they just started doing a bunch of drugs and started partying too hard, which is, you know, it is what it is. But to see them where they are now as a day-to-day, just they look like they're doing pretty well for themselves now and on the straight and narrow, and I love seeing these two cards together. I was really stoked to go grab them, look in my binder. They look really good together. So those, I recommend that documentary, Netflix or something. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Right there.
You guys, you inspire me, bro.
Dude.
I thought that. These are the, but.
The Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fire.
I was going, because of you, I'm going to send them to SGC. I'm going to get them graded, bro. You come
this. Dude, I love that. You get them graded, you put them on eBay, I'll buy them from you.
No, not the Don. Donnie Baseball fan with me. But.
This is cool. I found this at an antique shop, and I've tried looking this up. I can't find anything on this. It's scary from the front, but I had Doc sign this at one of the big New York shows.
You met him and had
And when I showed this to him, because he obviously does a lot of autographs, he said he's never seen this before.
That's like folk art, bro. Wow. Someone made that. There's nothing really underneath the wood.
It says on the bottom that it was assembled in Mexico. So that's as much as I have on this.
Dude, no, Pepino knows. He's got the inside.
Pepino made that thing. Caesar made that thing.
But
hey, we stopped at 3 rounds, bro. I got piles all over the place. I got cards for days, bro.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I don't matter to me. But that was that was the 3 rounds.
Are you sure,
Adam's gonna come in. He's gonna give us a question to answer.
Okay. Number one, I just want to say that's a terrible documentary. That 86 Mets documentary. Don't watch it. It's a horror movie. as a Red Sox fan, and I'll tell you
Bill Buckner.
I think it was today actually. The greatest thing that I saw was when the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, when they brought Bill Buckner out the next opening day or whatever it was. And they brought Bill Buckner out on the field, and they gave him a standing ovation after they won, and he was crying. Man, that was like the best part of them winning finally.
Could you imagine if they brought him out like before they won the World Series? It would have been the complete opposite. They would think he was like a jinx, like some sort.
That's why it was almost like Bartman. I mean, he lived in hiding for a long time. You know, death threats. Just the mental state for him, for himself. I mean, it was a traumatic thing for him, and he really didn't deserve it. I mean, yeah, he effed up, but to live the way he did afterward because of that mistake, he didn't deserve that.
A ground ball went under his legs. Like, dude, that's like laughable. That's not even, that shouldn't even, it sucks, right? That's how much people care about sports.
There was still another game after that, right? Insane.
Yeah, it wasn't even the final. They still could have won it. And then no one would remember that.
Yeah.
It sucks. It just sucks. You know,
before he passed, he was able to experience that. Boston forgave him.
Yeah, man, that was I always felt bad for him. So, and there was so many things that could have happened. They could have won before that even happened, you know. So I was really happy about that. I don't know if anyone has any more cards they want to show. People are asking for bonus round here.
Yeah, I got a bonus because my boy showed a Marlins card of Ichiro. I think.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, there's three cards I got displayed. 2001.
Oh, wait, hold that. Stop. Keep those up there. Dude, I got twins. Okay, keep it up there. Oh, man. Yeah,
bonus run. I got to go fetch another one. That was a diamond booted all. Probably was.
Dude.
I mean.
Let's go, bro. Hold on. Let me get the sides right.
Or is it just to have, like, two superstars in the same year? Hall of Famer. All-time greats. All-time greats. Whoa, you up seller, bro. You're killing it. You got me back for the Tiffany's.
I got you back for the Tiffany's. Ooh, but I don't want the Ichiro yet.
It's always amazing to me how fast you can like find the cards you're looking for and then just pull them out like on the fly.
Why collectors, man, we're organized. Yeah, we got a system.
You're very organized. I like that.
All right, I'll break through a here from New York for the New York theme. This will make Adam happy.
Those are sick.
Oh, yeah.
61 Fleer, Bill Russell. And so, nice looking one.
That card's awesome.
It's a great one. It's a really great card to have. Obviously, the 58 tops is just completely out of touch, but 61 Fleer Russell, you can get a low grade one for, you know, I mean, it's still not easy, but $400 or $500, it's not too bad.
Sammy, can you show that Christy Mathewson right behind you again?
Oh yeah, the silk.
Or I want to see that. I want to see that one. No, the blue one there. The retro.
Yeah,
it's because Adam's got one, a different one.
Yeah, this one I picked up off of a Facebook group. It was a pretty penny to get this one, but the special one, I mean, y'all are probably familiar that these Venezuelan cards were in photo albums that were, you know, glued down. And what's special about this one is this one didn't suffer the loss. So really it's special.
It looks like it actually has a border and yours looks.
It does. Perfect. Yeah.
Yours is perfect.
Yeah, it's just stained. There's a lot of stains to it, but listen, I mean, you buy the card, not the grade, so that's kind of just my mentality on it.
You know the sickest image in that set? Of Kofax. I mean, that's a beautiful card, but there's a card.
Favorite.
The Sandy Kofax. Have you seen the Sandy? Yes.
That's a good
one. Sandy, it's almost as unique as the Warren Spahn. That's why I love the Spahn. It's such a unique pose, but the Sandy is like just crushing this baseball, and it's just close up. Beautiful. You gotta look that one up. That Sandy Koufax Venezuelan. Beautiful.
I'll do it real green fast. Card, I'll man. Do it real fast. I'll pull it up, Lou.
Dylan, you've seen that card, right?
I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh man, it's one of the best cards ever. That's on my dream list of cards. Is that Koufax card?
My only Venezuelan cards.
I know what else is on my dream list. This is on your dream list.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Adam had that one. That's how he's a baller.
Adam, you have two of them, don't you?
I do. I have two of those cards, Lou Rock.
Wow. He had a 10.
No.
But Adam, there was the I think we spoke about, or I mentioned this, and I think you brought it up with Mike from Junk Wax Hero. The 77-79 Sportscaster, I think is what it is. The Larry Bird Sportscaster is what it's called.
Yeah.
That one is a good one to have if you're a big Bird rookie card fan. Him in his Indiana State uniform.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
No, that, like, Lou, that's the best basketball card ever, right there, in my opinion.
That's one you'll find at the National, probably.
Yeah.
The best basketball card ever? It's right here, guys.
MJ. I'm sure MJ.
You guys, want to see a little sport, modern? You know? You guys want to see a little modern baseball? I just picked up recently.
If it's really shiny, I hope it doesn't reflect.
It is, actually. So I put this rule on myself when I'm collecting Pedro Martinez. I'm saying, all right, I'm only collecting to 2004 because that's when he left the Red Sox. So I'm only going, you know, that's the guardrail I'm putting up, right? Of course, I already broke my rule. I saw this card, 2005 Finest Black Refractor. Look at this card, man. Pedro.
Oh, dude. Oh, hold that up.
Was it with the Mets?
Hold that up.
He's with the right team.
I love, look at that. I love the design on these.
That is really cool, though. Yeah. The back. What was
that? Hold on. Keep it there. What do you got? Let me see that thing again.
This?
Yeah.
What's the number to what? Under 100,
show
right?
Mine at the same time.
How do I do that?
Let's see. Show me. Show us all.
There we go.
Bam.
Oh, yeah.
Same set.
Who's that on the? Is that Pujols?
Pujols, yeah.
That's nice.
I got a few of them.
That's shiny. I don't want to shiny. I got a basketball shiny.
I wasn't sure if that was Scott Waller. Was that with MJ with 45?
Woo! Yeah, look at that. Whoa. That's why I can't get it.
Yes.
Not too many cards with 45, baby. And it's shiny.
Dude, Lou Rock hasn't even moved like 3 inches and he just pulls them out of his pants.
where did they come from?
Ridiculous.
I played my cards. Then I got this is my favorite Jordan that I have, Natural Born Thriller. I had this since high school. My favorite card. True. During the pandemic, this was the comic card. It's come down a little bit, but
wow.
I love it. I ripped this card out of a pack from a Walmart. But I love this. Yeah, we're showing shiny cards. That's what I got. With the 45, baby.
The Jordan cards are going, they're going up again, aren't they? They went up and they came down and now they're going back up.
Yeah, low value, but I mean, he's a GOAT. He is the GOAT. So, I mean, his card will always be at a comfortable spot. I don't know anyone who will freak out because Jordan dipped, you know? His cards are going to be solid.
This is kind of cool. It's NBA Hoops, these little books that came in these packs back in, I guess, when the NBA Hoops.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, they're, let me see if I have the book here. Hold on a second. So you got the Jordan and you got the corresponding book that went with. So, I mean, they're not worth a whole lot, but they're kind of cool to look at and you can read them if you want to. And just kind of cool little information. It's kind of similar to, I mean, it's sort of similar to the comics that they came out with, like the Banks and the Maze and little comic strips, the stories. That was really cool.
Yeah. Well, Lou got out of his chair.
Oh, that's, I can't believe
troubling.
It.
That's troubling.
Well, I thought I'm playing. I mean, I got Jordan and the black.
That's an EX right there.
Lou, you know that that's a base card, right? That first one you showed?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I love it, man.
You know a PSA 10 of that sold for $10,000 recently?
What?
Okay.
Hear that, Lou? Send that thing in the brain, bro.
What about the Kobe? What does that go for?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Those are the best base cards of all time. Like, I'm telling you, those base cards, if they put those in packs now, people would think they're, like, the best inserts of all time.
Yeah.
Those are the best base cards ever.
People don't know, man. The 90s basketball for me when I was – because I was like – 80s basketball was great. You know, I loved my Knicks, you know, Mace, and Charles Oakley, John Starks, Mark Jackson. That was my team. They broke my heart. Collecting 90s basketball, Vince Carter, Kobe, Allen Iverson, Ray Allen. Those were my guys. But this set right here –
phenomenal. EX 2001, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Those were
here's
good. 2001, man. That was jamming basketball in
that. Oh, the Topps Finest. Those are really cool. I have the Larry Bird of that one of that year.
And I ripped this in a pack when I was in high school, 96, 97. This is like telling though, because Pippen, I don't know what he did. He crazy right now. He's talking about he's just as good as Jordan. He fractured that relationship. But this is you can actually go. It's like transparent. You actually see through that crack. But I love. Like, I hated Jordan at the time, but I respect him and I love collecting his cards. So
when I was going to Pepino's down here, so I'll tell this story. When I was going to Frankenstein's in high school, I was probably 18 years old. I was in high school right out where I was collecting basketball cards during this time. My buddy, I was in the car with him. We a different friend that I always talk about, but he bought an SP Authentic box. And he opened up a Jordan Kobe autograph in SP Authentic. And we went right back in and sold it for $900. That card's probably like $300,000 now. I just, to me, I've never seen him like, dude, let's go sell it right now. Let's go back and buy more boxes.
Oh my God. A Kobe Jordan auto. Yeah, I bet
Jordan
that is probably
on
worth that.
On card auto. It was sick. But it wasn't, back then it was $900. It was sick. Went back in and got $900. He got to spend more money and we got to open more packs.
And then you blew it on like
more boxes.
Wax, man.
Absolutely. That's it. Yeah. That was a fun time.
I like Mookie. I mean, Pepino's been fire with his comments, but Mookie's comment is my favorite tonight. This is the best baseball card show about basketball cards I've ever seen this week.
Hey,
guys,
they were
turning back the clock cards
and
all
this in
sports,
a pack. So I was collecting. I pulled this guy in a pack.
I finally
sent cards in. Graded.
That's awesome great card right there. What is that again?
Card, yeah.
Let me see the label.
SPX, those die cuts.
Oh man, that's an awesome card.
Buying boxes in '96 of trying to pull Kobe's. I have a bunch of them. Fun stuff, dude. Guys, that was absolute blast. I love looking at all cards. All fun aside, I joke about basketball, but I love all cards, man. I don't care. Cards, freaking, those doesn't matter to me. So I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day to come on here, and everybody in the chat, and I just love it.
Lou's not paying attention.
This is what Lou does, man, and I stole it from him. Like, on a live stream, you just show cards. That's what you gotta do. But I have to go because my wife just got home and I haven't seen her in 2 days.
I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, guys, thanks for staying up with us. Oh, one more.
Get that football. What's this football thing, man? Football's not a sport. They stole that from guys kicking the ball around. That's not even a sport.
That's America's sport right now.
That's for the next episode.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Later, guys.
Till next time.
See ya.